The Harper's New Country, Kicks 95.3, and my guests are the Olsen Band. Luke and Isaac Olsen are here hanging out, and it's been a while since we had a talk to the guys, so it's good to hear from you guys, first of all. Now, Luke, you're still in Nashville?
Right now, I'm actually in the Northwest, but I have been in Nashville, yes.
That's pretty much your home away from home now, is Nashville. I mean, Kaylee's in Nashville.
I was there for pretty much the past 3 or 4 months because, you know, usually I'll get to make trips up here to play some gigs and family, but everything was shut down, no flights, nothing like that. So
you kind of stuck there for a bit.
Yep.
Well, there's worse places to be stuck, I suppose. So how has that affected you guys as far as writing music together?
We actually probably the albums that I'm most excited about over this time. You know, we've been writing over FaceTime, and it's worked like really, really good with our writing style. So I'm excited to share these songs.
How many songs do you think you've written in the last few months? I mean, you've had lots of time.
Together, maybe like 15 or something.
Like, wow.
There's a lot of them, but we had no shows, nothing else going on, so we would write over FaceTime once or twice a week. Works pretty well because a lot of times I focus on the melodies and Isaac focuses on a lot of the lyrics, so it works well with our writing style. But then I was able to demo a lot of the tracks out with a friend of mine who also has a musician and had no work, so he was excited to record some of the songs with us and help produce them. And so we would be able to, sometimes we just write them over FaceTime, and then like the same day I'd go over with my friend and record them. Then Isaac came down to Nashville a couple weeks ago, and we finished it up, got like his vocals on the tracks, and so we have a bunch of songs done that we're excited to be putting out soon.
So now, last time we talked, you had some management under your belt and also some publicity. So I guess maybe a publicist helping you guys out, but still looking for that elusive record deal.
They're not giving those out in 2020, I'll tell you that. That is the word on the street, that a lot of them are not signing any new acts in 2020 because of this whole thing. But
yeah.
So we're just going to be pushing, you know, as usual, as hard as we can to our fans, and just focusing on getting great music out.